They are dubbing it the Bob Nakata Act. The former senator and housing advocate has long criticized lawmakers for failing to put enough money toward affordable housing. At a news conference yesterday, legislators said they made good on their resolve to do something bold to help find a fix. Housing conferees Willa Sparrow and Tom Brower talked about the collective effort, but first we hear from Senator Donovan Dela Cruz, who detailed the $500 million package.
So $200 million will be infused into the Rental Housing Trust Fund. $30 million per year will go for GET exemptions for construction costs. $10 million will be infused into the Dwelling Unit Revolving Fund, and the original contents of the bill remain for a $50,000 access and needs study. I really want to thank the housing chairs, so I'm going to let them say a few words.
This is over $500 million, which will go for affordable rentals. And as you know, the state is the largest landowner along the rail line, so we're going to have many opportunities. The properties and land is out there. The developers, private, nonprofit, are ready to build, and now they do have a source of funding that they can tap into. And I know that if we implement this properly, you will see some immediate results, and within 10 years, I expect that we will be able to take care of our housing crisis. It's going to take us that long just to build, if you understand the permit and approval process, the need for infrastructure, and these funds will help us in all of these areas.
People to thank. But one of the reasons this bill grew the way it did is because of the advocates. And it's people who are in this room who for years have been talking to legislators. And I'm just glad that a lot of people in government talk about funding for working families. And I'm very excited that this year a small house bill, you know, really grew into a financing mechanism that we all know is needed. So I'm optimistic that the letter of the law in this measure will go forward and provide us with a great foundation for more housing. And I'd like to thank one of our freshman legislators, Nadine Nakamura, because originally she had an idea for a study that's needed to help people who have challenges of finding affordable housing. And with that measure, we took some language from other bills that we talked about endlessly this year. And then it was through a lot of the brilliance of our finance chair, as well as the chair of WAM in the Senate, that went over the numbers with us and then turned this into reality. So I'm optimistic that this measure becomes law quick, and then we can go over the details or more of our vision on how this bill comes to fruition and providing more housing for working families. Thank you.
That was Representative Tom Brower and Senator Willa Sparrow. House Finance Chair Sylvia Luke joked that housing advocate Bob Nakata was in disbelief at the news.
We really believe that this is the Bob Nakata Act. The reason for that is because he has been as an advocate for housing, he is the one who laid the framework and stated that, okay, what we need to do is fund right away 22,000 units. And so we took that to heart, and it's because of his drive and his advocacy for not just this year, but for the last, I would say, 20 years and saying, okay, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to set aside $200 million, create 22,000 units. And this year, we said, okay, Bob, we are going to do $200 million. We are going to set aside for 25,000 units. And until we voted today, he didn't believe it.
When Sylvia first mentioned it to me, I was more like, yeah, there's been a lot of talk. Let's see it move. It's not an easy thing to get this many people together on something this large. It really takes a lot of courage to pretty much say, this is where we stand. We will not back off. And that is what this political body and political bodies at the city and county and the other counties have all pretty much stepped up and says, this is something our people really need, and it needs to be done. And hopefully 30 years from now we will have made significant strides.
That was Reverend Bob Nakata reacting to the housing package. Now, the agreement announced by the conferees also includes some concessions made by the Hawaii Construction Alliance and local developers in an effort to jumpstart construction.
I want to thank the legislature for their hard work, not only last year on HB 1179, which created the GET exemption program for 80 to 140% AMI rentals, but their work this year in increasing the dollar amount from $7 million to $30 million a year. This is critical to catalyzing the type of affordable rentals that we really need in our community. The construction industry stands ready to build these units. We look forward to helping to produce more supply of affordable rentals to help solve our housing crisis. And again, I want to thank the legislature, the Finance and Ways and Means Committee, and both housing committees for their diligent work.
I'm Dick Gushman. We have a group of the larger landowners and developers in the community came together to try to catalyze some solution to the rental housing dilemma. And a natural act of understatement, I want to tell you what the building trades did, because they were the catalyst. Just keep this in mind. 3 years ago, in this building, there was a conversation that took place ending with the building trades saying, we will take 15% off of our workers' wages out of their paychecks twice a month if they work on these level of affordability, not only for them having more activity, but also they don't have anywhere to live like most of the other working folks in the community. So it was a step out by organized labor, which was the catalyst for this on our side.
Now, the deal aims to help families that earn 140% of the average median income, referred to earlier as the AMI. A sobering report recently released pegs the AMI at $93,000 here in Hawaii for a family of four. That's an 11% increase from the year before. We spoke with Housing and Urban Development Public Affairs Officer Ed Cabrera about what's behind these new numbers.
For urban Honolulu, HUD estimated area median family incomes, they actually increased from $86,600 in fiscal year 2017 to $96,000 in fiscal year 2018. That's nearly an 11% jump, and that's driven by two factors primarily. The first is the American Community Survey estimate of median family income increased over time. Year over year, it went up from about $84,000 to a little over $91,000. The other factor at play was HUD uses Congressional Budget Office information to adjust for an anticipated growth in inflation over time. We saw values increase there at about a little more than 3%. So those two factors are really, I think, generating an increase overall in median family incomes. There is another factor that could be at play depending on how high construction costs are in the Honolulu area, because there's a provision in the statute that allows HUD to increase income limits in areas with high construction costs. So over time, that could also play a role, particularly as it relates to adjusting levels for fair market rents for two bedrooms. This data is important because not only does it help set income limits, which really determine income eligibility criteria for Section 8 recipients, but also properties that are funded through the low-income housing tax credit can use it to adjust their rent levels. That's one area where these increases are significant. Tax credit properties may choose to raise rents to coincide with these new figures. Another way that this increase is important is that, generally speaking, higher income families are more likely to qualify based on their income for HUD rental assistance. doesn't mean that they necessarily will get into units, because there's often a long waiting list for these properties, but they certainly would be able to qualify.
That was HUD's Eduardo Cabrera talking to us this morning from San Francisco. We'll have links to that HUD data posted on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Catherine Cruz.